Sportsnet 650.
That's right. Welcome back to the banquet hall here at the Langley Event Center, where we have a final score in the books. The Vancouver Giants 5-3 winners this evening over the visiting Victoria Royals in the first of three consecutive meetings between these teams, a series that will continue in Victoria on Saturday and Sunday. I'm Justin Morissette, joined, as always, on the postgame show by Bill Wilms, and we have the head coach of the Giants with us here as well, Manny Viveros. Manny, thank you for taking the time.
Thanks, guys.
A little bit easier on a night like this, I think, to make the trip to the table, perhaps. Good after a game like this.
No, certainly. I thought we started off real good in the first period. We got away from our game in the second period a little bit. We played a little bit loose. We were loose, a little bit loose in the neutral zone. We weren't getting pucks in deep. But I like the way we responded coming back in that third period, too. So we just hung around. We got one chipped away at it like that. But that third period, I thought it was one of the best periods we played all year.
Yeah, I thought your first period was terrific, too. I mean, you want five guys in the picture, Coach? There were five guys in the picture.
Certainly. No, they were. The guys, that's one of the things that we've been really, overemphasizing, for us to be successful again, is that we need to have guys to connect together, work as a unit of five here. And the kids have done an excellent job over the last little while, too, and we can see it's starting to pay dividends.
Manny, we talked on our pregame show a lot about your lineup. It looks like there's some depth there. It doesn't matter who you throw out. When you look at Zimmer, Tittleback, and Hoilett, pencil in as your third line, that's a heck of a second line on a lot of teams in this league.
Yeah, no, certainly with the acquisitions we had over this last little while here, certainly made up our lineup a little bit deeper, and not to mention that we got Gronick back tonight also, too. So there's a really solid centerman. We have him in the so-called fourth line position tonight, and just makes us so much stronger down the middle, and we don't have to concentrate too much as on line matchups, and you can roll four lines, and having the depth that we have right now really makes a difference, especially in the penalty kill situation. Now we have six, seven guys up front that we can use and rotate through on the penalty kill, which saves a lot of ice time for guys like Halberta and Lipinski and Thorpe and those guys. So they have more gas at the end of the game on 5-on-5.
12 and a half minutes into the second period, you guys are in a 3-0 deficit. If we rewind 2 months in the calendar, let's say, is your club able to come back the way they were this evening, do you think?
No, probably not. The reality probably is not, though. But, the skill set that we have, and like we just talked about, the depth that we have in our group right now allows us to get back into that type of games. And we talked about on the bench in between periods that we're still in this game. We just continue to keep playing the right way and just eliminate some of the stuff that we had, at times self-inflicted, and we'll be fine. And the kids, they believe that they stick with it, they're going to get back in. And we got some timely goals, and that third period momentum, I thought it was really good.
Obviously, it's a different group than it was 2 months ago. But even the guys that were here, do you feel like there's just a greater sense of belief in your room right now?
Well, yeah, that comes with success, but it's also coming with buy-in too, and it's learning, what your identity of your club is, and that part of it is a huge part of it too, and that's part of the culture in our group too, especially the older players. They're the ones that. They're the leaders of your team. They got buy-in culture. So they're bringing these other younger players, I'd say, drag them into the fight, so to speak. And they're accountable for themselves, and they're also holding each other accountable. And you can really see that over the last few weeks, how our team is starting to progress. And like I said, I like where we're going. We've still got lots of work to do. There's no question about it. We're, as coaches, you're never, ever completely happy and satisfied. But that's where we're at right now. We want to continue to get better and better as we go here. But I like the direction that we're going right now.
Coach, you're down 3-0, and we just talked about it's 3-1, it's 3-2 after 40 minutes of play. So you're down one. You play four of the first 6 minutes, 6.5 minutes of period three, shorthanded. What does this tell you about your club handling adversity now? Do you sense a step in another direction?
I'd rather we didn't, Bill. Like, as far as play shorthanded, there's a couple calls. I'm not going to say whether they're questionable or not, but obviously I didn't agree with. But
well, I'll say it. The slash, the stick out of the hand is about as weak as slashing call that I've seen, but go ahead.
Yeah, it is, but at the same time, too, like we know that you can't put anything around the hands nowadays, and you have to check with your legs and have your stick on puck when you're coming back again, though. But the resiliency of our group, you know, coming back again is something that there's just the momentum on the bench. This is the loudest I've seen our bench all year. And like I said, the new additions of our team and having Samuel Honza back, you know, Grani getting back in the lineup and just adds that energy to our group like that. And you could tell on our bench here that when you get down like that, maybe 2 months ago, we were pretty quiet on the bench. Now the guys they know exactly what we're going to do to get back in the game. You're not always going to get back in the game when you lose three, you're up down 3-0, but still we're doing enough good things, in my opinion, not to be down 3-0. And that's the belief within the group. And they feel that anytime they have an opportunity and they play the way we're supposed to play, we've got a good chance of winning.
You know, Manny, we won't keep you long, but I go back to the game in Kelowna. You know, I mean, for most of that game, and with 8 minutes left, it's tied. You really do such a good job against Kelowna in this building. Now, this win here tonight, does it feel a bit like you're getting some overall momentum?
Absolutely. Like we mentioned earlier, our group is, you know, they're believing, you know, that they can, every night they come out and they have a really good chance of getting points every single night. But more importantly, like we talked about before, that identity of our group, our kids are understanding what our identity is as a group here. And if there's a certain way that we have to play, if we play that way, we're going to have a great opportunity. And you know what? I'll tell you what, Cameron Schmidt, you know, he's been scoring lately. He's outstanding. But the biggest area, I think, of his improvement is, for instance, if an example is his play without the puck. And we've been talking with Cameron from the very beginning of training camp here. Cameron, to utilize your skill set, if you can get better with the play without the puck and really concentrate on defending at times, your offensive game's going to take off even more. And you know, that's an example where we're getting, you know, the buy-in from some of these kids, understanding what we need to do to be successful, and he's a great example.
And I understand you want Hanzik to get a little more explosive. Did you see that tonight?
Yeah, I think the last two games with Sammy are probably the best two games of the year. That's where we need him to be. Like he can be a force out there with the puck and without the puck, and that's something that we need from him and expect from him.
You talked about, you know, bringing in these veteran players and the deadline acquisitions, kind of dragging some of your younger guys into the fight. I thought Cameron Schmidt tonight was the catalyst on his line, and he's playing with two very quality veteran players. How gratifying is it for you as a coach to see him make those strides to be, you know, the guy who can carry a line with such great players like that?
It certainly hasn't. It's not without trial and tribulations, that's for sure. But Cameron, again, I give him credit. He's the one who's made the decision that for him to become, to develop the way he's developing and become a better hockey player, he's the one who's implementing what we want him to do. And he's been outstanding that part too. And for a 16-year-old playing in, you know, a second line role against some of the team's best defensemen and the other team's top line, he's done a really good job of it lately.
Coach, how do you like your defensive crew today?
Good. Solid. They're really good. Like, you know, they've been defending hard. It was good having Robbie back again, too. But, you know, our D-core is a really good mixture. We've got size. We've got some skill. But they've been getting better and better. Adam Maglio's done a wonderful job with those guys.
Sticking with your defense for a second, you talked about the vocal excitement in your group on the bench and in the room probably as well during intermissions. Obviously, it's big to get a goal that pulls you within one at that stage of a game, no matter who scores it. But how huge of an emotional lift was it for your group tonight that it was Wyatt Wilson, the guy to get that goal in his first game against his former team?
Yeah, no, it was good. The whole bench, you think it maybe is an overtime goal, you know, as far as him getting in there, and we're very happy for him too. So, you know, that's obviously not why it's game though, but you're so happy to see him get rewarded for the hard work. You know, why it is like, you could call him a 35 goal scorer. He may get one or two goals, but he's going to prevent 33 or 34 or 40 goals throughout the course of the season by playing such good defense. So really nice to see young man get rewarded like that.
Coach, it was on a delayed penalty. We thought for a minute the guy that got the call to jump on for the goaltender was Wyatt Wilson. But he told us on the walk, if he was out there and he knew when a guy went on the ice, he had to get to the front of the net. Who did you throw on that delayed penalty? Can you remember?
No, it's a forward. It's a forward.
It's a forward,
it's usually, rule of thumb is our next center up. So I think at the time, I think it was Zimmer was up like that, but it's just automatically with a delay penalty. It's usually our next centerman that's in the lineup. We throw him out right away.
Two more from me, Coach, before I'll let you go. But Kyren Gronick making his return to the lineup this evening from injury. What did you think of his game?
Gronny has the work he's done for the time he's been out after that injury, coming back from that type of injury. First of all, he came back earlier, but it's a testament of how hard he's worked to get back again. And Gronny's one of our most popular players in our team. He brings nothing but positive energy to us, and he's a real good hockey player too, which is obviously going to make our team better though. But he's just having him around, there's that extra juice that we needed in certain situations and stuff like that. He's really nice to see that he's come back, and he's really worked hard just to get back where he is.
Obviously somebody had to come out to make room for him this evening. Any changes to the lineup as you guys head to Victoria, or are you going to keep a winning group together?
We'll make that decision tomorrow. We'll look at our lineup tomorrow. We'll make a decision.
Coach, last thing for me, Tyler Thorpe, I think he only got the one assist tonight, but I thought that might have been one of his most impressive games. He was a big man that, like you say, if he gets his feet moving, he's hard to contain. He was hard to contain in a lot of tight situations tonight. Did you see it that way?
I did. And Tyler, like, if he has a little bit of edge to his game, he's really, really effective too. And he had a bit of an edge on him. And when he hits guys, he's big and he's strong, and they know when he's on the ice. So he forces the opposition a lot of times to move the puck quicker than they want to, because they know he's coming after him. As far as making a clean hit. And one thing about Tyler I like about him, that he plays the game fair and hard, and he may take a penalty once in a while from maybe overzealous as far as body checking, though, but I'd rather have that than trying to make a guy, try to convince a guy to take the body here. So I agree with you. Like, he's developing in the right way too, and that edge, when he has that edge, he's a difference maker for sure.
I think he had a lot of scouts adjusting their glasses at night looking down. Hey, there's something there, absolutely. Hey, keep her going, guys. This is great. This is fun for everybody. Fans loved it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Manny. There he is, the head coach of your Vancouver Giants, on a night where his group picks up a hard-earned 5-3 victory on home ice over the visiting Victoria Royals. Justin Morissette and Bill Wilms kicking around the game for another little while here, now that Manny is no longer with us, Bill. But